Grand Central subway station, where the steel wheels of grimy, graffiti-covered trains scrape up against the electrified track thousands of times per day, may be one of the noisiest places on Earth. But inside the din, you can also hear one far more musical example of metal striking metal, to the accompaniment tune of a tiny amplifier. It's the sound of two ordinary spoons, loosely gripped by a man with slick back gray hair, sharp blue eyes, and a spotless blue shirt studded with rhinestones that spell his name.
I'm Joseph Jones, alias Mr. Spoon. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I've spent most of my life with the set of spoons in my hand.
Why spoons? Why did you pick that as an art form?
Well, I didn't pick it. It picked me. That's all I could afford to play.
And play them he has, almost daily, for most of his 56 years. Mr. Spoons explains the deceptively simple technique that inspires busy passersby to fill his hat with coins.
I play this way, this grip between the third finger and the fourth finger, and you rattle them. And there's not much show to it. It's silly to make a living this way. You should go out and get a job.
Mr. Spoons can also play more than two spoons at once. Many more.
This is a two. Just hitting the spoons together. There's four. That's six. And here's the eight. Thank goodness I went to school them 2 days. I wouldn't know how much that was either. That's in the good old summertime if you don't know the name of the song. If you do know the name of the song, you're older than you say.
Mr. Spoons likes to play the spoons against his mouth and other parts of his body. Now, how do you come up with these tricks?
This is all self-taught, actually. Because I'm too ignorant to learn from someone. I had a lot of hindrances, too. People that says you shouldn't do this, you should do this, and you should do that. And I said, wait a minute. I should do what I want to do. And at 10 years old, I started out with that attitude. It causes pleasure to some, displeasure to others. I'm sort of a type of fellow that loves to aggravate and agitate, too. So whether they like it or they don't like it, it still gives me the same pleasure. I've been married a couple of times, and when they quit being aggravated with me, I left them. I mean, yeah.
Mr. Spoons doesn't always play alone. While he's been talking, an accordion player named Joe has arrived, unpacked his instrument, and stands poised to accompany the master for a share of the tips. Although Mr. Spoon sometimes plays nightclubs and has recently appeared in a Woody Allen film, he still loves this gritty station.
It's great because you get to meet some of the greatest people. As they walk by, I'll walk out and I'll, mm-hmm. How you doing, young lady? Hey, fella, no muscles? And then I might hit him on the head and give it, no brains either? You know, you're supposed to have something. You're supposed to have money, looks, talent, brains, and stuff. How did you get cheated out of everything? And I do this routine. So, you know, you're just liable to get knocked down at any minute.
Mr. Spoons was knocked down many times during his childhood in Cincinnati. His father deserted the family when the boy was only 9 years old, and he was forced to wander the streets selling flowers and working odd jobs to support his mother and her two toddlers. But help came unexpectedly one day from a saloon keeper named Scotty.
I was sitting on a curb outside this bar, and I had my hands on my knees and dead thought. And he came out, and he sat down next to me. And I didn't know him before this. And he looked over at me, and he says, you know, I've got a problem. You tell me your problem, and I'll tell you my problem. Maybe we can help each other out. I said, well, I'm trying to find out how I can make some money so I can buy some groceries and stuff. He said, last night, one of my customers lost some money over here at this table. He says, I can't keep it. He says, and I can't put a big sign up saying, I found $50 in my bar, because everybody would have lost it. He says, the best thing I can do is to give it to you, since you have no ties to the bar or anything, and you can maybe your mom can use it. And he gave me an envelope with $50 in it, which was like $1,000 today. And I took it home.
Scotty was an ex-vaudeville piano player who entertained his hard-drinking clientele with the same sort of small band music that Mr. Spoons uses today.
I used to go in on Friday and Saturday night. He had a guitar player and his drummer and him, and he'd let me sit at the end of the bandstand and hit these spoons together. And I did learn a lot of rhythm and a lot of timing through him, because he was down to earth.
Like his late mentor, Mr. Spoons also likes to share what he knows with young children. Mr. Spoons takes a break from his routine to teach a 7-year-old fan how to play the special tiny pair of spoons he made for the boy himself.
See, the lower you put your hands to a spoon, the more sound you get. There you go. Believe it or not, you're as good as any competition I've got.
Can I eat with these spoons, or do I just play them like an instrument?
Well, I would just play them, because you don't get enough time to wash them.
The maestro says he wants his students to succeed, but not too much, please.
I keep waiting for a kid to walk up 10, 12 years old and say, hey, put them away, old man. I'll show you how to play them.
What do you do if that ever happens, though?
Probably shoot him. You know, that's the reason I'm the world's greatest. Any spoon composition, I shoot them. No. The greatest lesson you can learn from the spoons is leave them alone. It's a lost art, and it should be lost.
With Mr. Spoons underneath Grand Central Station in New York City, I'm Adam Phillips reporting.